Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Pakistan announce ceasefire on fourth day of Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs meeting with key ministers and service chiefs. Indian forces dismantle Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities. Pakistan suffers heavy losses. New Delhi wants any act of terror to be treated as act of war, promises a befitting response. India exposes Pakistan's lies and malicious misinformation campaign. And Operation Sindoor demolishes terror infrastructure in Pakistan, draws a red line against any act of cross-border terrorism. India and Pakistan today announced ceasefire, agreeing to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made this announcement in New Delhi. He said Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations initiated the call for ceasefire this afternoon, after which discussions took place and understanding was reached.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours earlier this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Sources said the stoppage of firing and military action between India and Pakistan was worked out directly between the two countries. They stressed that there is no decision to hold talks on any other issue at any other place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi soon after the announcement of ceasefire between India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, NSA Ajit Dobhal, Chief of Defence Staff and Chiefs of all three services attended the meeting. Pakistan has suffered heavy losses after its provocative action against India's New Delhi dismantled Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities through its Operation Sindoor. Briefing media in New Delhi, Indian Army's Colonel Sufia Qureshi said, India's operations have been aimed exclusively at terrorist camps and facilities being used for anti-India activities. She said that Pakistan made several attempts to propagate misinformation and Pakistan's claim of destroying India's S-400 and BrahMos missile base with its JF-17 was completely fabricated.
पाकिस्तान ने यह क्लेम किया कि उसने अपने JF-17 से हमारे S-400 व ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल बेस को नुकसान पहुंचाया, जो कि बिल्कुल गलत है। दूसरा, उसका यह भी मिस इंफॉर्मेशन कैंपेन था कि हमारी एयरफील्ड्स जो कि सिरसा, जम्मू, पठानकोट, बठिंडा, नलिया और भुज में है, यह उसका मिस इंफॉर्मेशन भी बहुत गलत है। तीसरा, पाकिस्तान के मिस इंफॉर्मेशन कैंपेन के मुताबिक हमारे अम्यूनिशन डंप्स जो चंडीगढ़ और बियास में है उसका डैमेज हुआ, यह भी बिल्कुल गलत है। पाकिस्तान की ओर से ये झूठा आरोप भी लगाया जा रहा है कि भारतीय सेना ने मस्जिदों को नुकसान पहुंचाया। मैं इससे बिल्कुल स्पष्ट करना चाहती हूं कि इंडिया इज ए सेक्युलर नेशन और हमारी सेना भारत के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल वैल्यूज की एक बहुत प्यारी झलक है।
During the briefing, Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh dismissed disinformation spread by Pakistan that India's airfields in Sirsa, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhatinda, Nalia and Bhuj were damaged.
Several attempts were made by Pakistan on spreading a misinformation campaign, as we have seen for the last few days. There were attempts made to say that the destruction of airfields at Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhuj, Nalia, etc. was a false claim. The forward ammunition dump at Chandigarh and Bias are also fit and fine.
Meanwhile, Navy's Commodore Raghu Nair said that since the tragic events at Pahalgam, India's responses have been measured and responsible. He said there's significant amount of misinformation undertaken from the other side. Commodore Nair asserted that India will be adhering to the understanding that has been reached today, but any future escalation will invite decisive response.
There is a significant amount of misinformation that is being undertaken from the other side, And as a professional military organization, we thought it is also our duty to dispel those misinformation aspects, as also state the facts of the case as they stand.
Now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra for the latest updates. Bhupendra, what details do you have on the ceasefire between both the countries?
Yeah, Abhishek, a big development has come amidst the growing tension between India and Pakistan. Both the countries have agreed for a ceasefire. They have decided to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made an announcement in this regard in New Delhi today. And this is a very big victory for India, as Pakistan has initiated a ceasefire this afternoon, after which discussions were held and both the countries reached to an agreement. Director General of Military Operation of both the countries will talk again on 12th of this month, and the two nations reached to an understanding to stop all military activities at sea, on the air and on the land. And the Indian Navy, Indian Army and the Indian Air Force have been instructed to adhere to this understanding. And after the announcement of ceasefire, Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high level meeting. In the meeting, Defence Minister, External Affairs Minister and the Chief of the Armed Forces were present.
Right. Also, Bhupendra, how will you sum up the Operation Sindoor?
Yeah, Abhishek, during the Operation Sindoor, launched after the Pahalgam terror attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali civilians lost their lives, the Indian Armed Forces gave a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying their offensive and defensive military infrastructure. And during the entire operation, India targeted terrorist hideouts and destroyed the terrorist infrastructure. Operation Sindoor was carried out by the Indian Armed Forces on the 7th of this month, which lasted for 25 minutes. And in this retaliation, nine terrorist hideouts were destroyed in Pakistan, and Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir. And Abhishek, during the entire operation, the Indian Armed Forces strongly stated that the Indian Army is fully prepared to give a befitting reply to any audacity of Pakistan in the future. And any terrorist attack in future will be considered as a war. And the entire operation was very measured and responsible. The Indian Armed Forces took action and attacked several targets, including Pakistan Command and Control Center, radar sites and weapon storage areas. Pakistan has suffered very heavy and unsustainable losses in the retaliatory attack of Indian Armed Forces. And there has been extensive damage to the crucial Pakistani air bases, and a loss of air defense weapon system and radars made the defense of Pakistani airspace untenable. And Indian Armed Forces has given a strong message that every misadventure by Pakistan has been met with strength, and every future escalation will invite a decisive response. And Indian Armed Forces has stressed that they will remain fully operationally ready to launch whatever operation may be required in defense of the nation. They have said during the entire Operation Sindoor, Pakistan not only attacked Indian borders but spread propaganda against India through its false claim and nefarious allegations. Several attempts were made by Pakistan on spreading a misinformation campaign. There were attempts made to say that country S-400 at a northern base was destroyed, which was completely false. The destruction of airfields at Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhuj, Nalia was also a false claim. So Pakistan has been spreading fabricated allegations that the Indian Armed Forces have targeted mosques, which was negated by the Indian side.
Right. Thank you, Bhupendra, for that very comprehensive update. Well, moving on, India has warned that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. Top government sources confirmed it. This came in the wake of recent escalation from the Pakistani side, which stopped after an understanding between both the countries. Pakistan's army misfired a missile that missed its target and landed near Gurudwara in its own civilian populated area. The blast shattered windows, causing panic among the Sikh community. This failure could have resulted in mass casualties as it struck during prayer hours. This is not only a technical failure but a diplomatic and social disaster, as it involved a religious minority that already faces systemic discrimination in Pakistan. Afghanistan has strongly rejected Pakistan's allegations of missile strikes by India on Afghan territory. Talking to an Afghan news network, the spokesman in the Afghan Ministry of Defense, Inayatullah Khawarizmi has said that there is no truth to such claims. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, in a press briefing this morning, accused Pakistan of making frivolous allegation that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan. He said the people of Afghanistan now know their friends and enemies well and are aware of which country has repeatedly violated Afghanistan's territory. India's befitting reply to Pakistan's provocation and aggressive diplomatic push at the global level to corner Islamabad forced the neighboring country to come to its knees. Just after the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, New Delhi unequivocally made it clear that terrorists behind the attack and its shielder will not be spared and they will be given answer in their own language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to avenge the slain people and made it loud and clear that Pakistan will have to pay the price for the misadventure. We have more from a correspondent.
Right after the terror attack, India severed diplomatic ties, revoked visas of Pakistanis, suspended Indus Water Treaty, and blocked its airspace for Pakistani airlines. Simultaneously, India also launched a global outreach to expose Pakistan's nefarious designs and corner it internationally. Subsequently, it launched Operation Sindoor in the midnight of 7th of this month, wreaking havoc at 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi did not just stop there and doubled down on its retaliation against Pakistan's terror outfits. In the last 4 days, under Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered heavy losses at all fronts, be it in air or on land. Not only this, India also diplomatically pushed Pakistan through its continuous outreach and also in digital space by countering its disinformation and fake narrative. This forced Pakistan to toe the line and come to the table. With Divakar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a bold move, India launched Operation Sindoor, a comprehensive campaign targeting terror infrastructures within Pakistan. This operation was a direct response to the tragic massacre of 26 tourists in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir on April 22nd, a Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack. Indian leadership has reiterated its zero-tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. India showed its readiness to respond decisively to any threats while the nation affirmed its commitment to neutralize terrorist threats, even if it requires cross-border action. Operation Sindoor marks a significant shift in India's counter-terrorism strategy, signaling a proactive approach to dismantling terror networks beyond its borders. In news just in, Pakistani army has violated ceasefire hours after they agreeing to stop firing and military action with both countries. Our correspondent reported that a drone has been spotted near LOC in Poonch of Jammu and Kashmir. Details are awaited. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. European leaders held a phone call with US President Donald Trump today to discuss the 30-day ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine from Monday. The leaders of Britain, France, Germany and Poland met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for peace talks in Kyiv in a show of unity a day after Russia's Vladimir Putin hosted his allies at a Victory Day parade in Red Square. In Khelo India Youth Games, the excellent performance of Maharashtra's players continued today and they added more medals to the tally. With 73 medals, including 27 gold and 22 silver in skitti, the Maharashtra team has held top position in the medals tally. In squash, 4 Indian players have advanced to the second round of the World Championships at Chicago in the United States. Ramit Tandon, Anahat Singh, Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani all secured impressive victories against their respective opponents in the opening round. In archery World Cup Stage 2, India won 3 medals in Shanghai today. The men's compound team of Abhishek Bharma, Ojas Devtale and Rishav Yadav won gold. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Pakistan announced ceasefire on 4th day of Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs meeting with key ministers and service chiefs. Indian forces dismantle Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities. Pakistan suffers heavy losses. New Delhi wants any act of terror to be treated as act of war, promises a befitting response. India exposes Pakistan's lies and malicious misinformation campaign. And Operation Sindoor demolishes terror infrastructure in Pakistan, draws a red line against any act of cross-border terrorism. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.